Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A sheriff's office livestock deputy was dispatched to investigate a case of animal neglect regarding a horse stabled at a residence in the 2500 block of Boiler Avenue in McKinleyville. Deputy contacted the horse's owner, determining the animal was in good health and under the care of a vet. The deputy also smelled the strong odor of marijuana emanating from the residence, so left the scene and acquired a search warrant. With the warrant in hand, the deputy returned to the residence with additional deputies, and a search turned up a marijuana grow, 195 plants ranging in height from 12 to 14 inches. Deputies also confiscated $1,400 in cash, packaging materials, and approximately 1.5 pounds of processed weed worth about $2,000. No arrests were made, but the case has been forwarded to the DA's office for further action. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Pudding Creek Beach over the weekend after receiving a report that a dead body had been found in the creek. The body is that of 41-year-old Joshua Greenwald. To Fort Bragg, deputies spoke with Greenwald's parents, who identified the body and told deputies they had found the body after going to their son's residence and finding him gone. Knowing he frequented the beach, the parents went searching for Greenwald. They discovered his remains in a shallow portion of the creek. An autopsy has been scheduled. Anyone with information about Greenwald's movements or his death is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. Near Hoopa, a sheriff's deputy on patrol, Highway 96, attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle that was driven by 27-year-old Hoopa resident Sadie McCovey. Initially, McCovey pulled the Silver Suburban over on Dearborn Road in Hoopa, but suddenly sped away, leading the deputy on a short pursuit back on Highway 96. While trying to get around a small slide on the roadway, McCovey went off the road, her vehicle tumbling down an embankment for about 75 feet before coming to rest. Deputy got out of the car and started down the hillside to assist anyone in the vehicle, which had sustained major damage when he saw McCovey get out and flee on foot. Hoopa Tribal Police soon caught up with McCovey, who admitted she had been driving, and she was arrested, booked on felony evasion. McCovey was uninjured during the collision. The County Department of Public Health has expanded the hours residents can drop in and get a flu shot. The Public Health Clinic, located on Ice Street in Eureka, will remain open until 5:30 on Tuesdays through the month of January to make it easier for those who want to get a flu shot to get one. For more information, please contact the clinic. Officials are concerned that the flu season this year will mirror national trends and become more severe. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire takes a look at the city of Eureka's new city manager. Here's Dan with more.
Bill Panos began his tenure as the city manager for Eureka at the beginning of the month, coming to Eureka from the city of West Sacramento. Panos explained why he made the decision to pursue the Eureka job and his decision to accept the job when it was offered.
Oh, what a great opportunity. Dave Tyson left a city in great shape, a budget in great shape. We were just talking about this last week. I feel very fortunate that he had such a great tenure, and the council is so strong, and Dave is so strong, and the staff are amazing. He's left the place in really good shape. And so for me, it was a pleasure and easy to make the decision to come here. The city's in really good shape.
Panos went on to speak to his plans as city manager, particularly in using the lessons he learned in Sacramento when dealing with other state and federal agencies.
We had great success where we took state agencies that were once our adversaries and made them our advocates. And we were able, in a very short period of time, in fact, in the last 2 years in West Sacramento, we brought in more money than in the last 20 years combined from state, federal, and private sources because of the relationships, the positive relationships that we've built with them. So that's one of my intentions, is to build positive relationships with all of the agencies that are important to this community and region, such as the Army Corps and the Coastal Commission.
Panos replaces Dave Tyson, who helmed the city for the past decade.
Thanks, Dan. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.